Welcome to Whispers from the Void. Evan.
Phil, the Witness for Intimates. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Welcome to our final episode ever.
Nice!
Well, no-
ha, gotcha.
That's kidding. What I found.
No, it's not. What?
Yeah, it won't be like...
Some people probably thought it was.
Yeah, some probably, but like, it will be our second to last before our last, or not really our last, it will be like our last four before Evan is going to be Daddy Evan.
We got a lot of big stuff in the pipeline, unfortunately, with the baby on the way. We're going to be taking some time. Phil's got his own stuff he's got to work on. So we found it easier to just finish out the summer.
Yeah, for sure.
On break. We've already kind of been a little breaking right now.
Yeah, we've been breaking a lot.
Just all this stuff, you know?
Yeah, we've been breaking. Like, it's been like 3 weeks that we didn't have an episode. So, yeah, 3 or 4 weeks, I don't remember. But, yeah, sometimes it's good to take some breaks. But this break that we will have, it will be our biggest break ever. Because, like, we need it. You need it. I need it. Everyone need it.
We will still be doing reviews.
Still reviews. And sometimes, I mean, if we go to RPM Fest, maybe we'll do a little, like, special episode over there. I don't fucking know how it will go on. Maybe yep. I will do, like, I don't know, I will, like, go do some journey for beers, and maybe I'll do a video for that. I'm going to the States in August, too, so
twice.
I'll do maybe a little video of me just vlogging here and there, maybe. I don't even know what we will do. Like sometimes maybe some videos here and there, but the podcast will be on a break. For a long time, all depending on Evan coming back and me too. So yeah.
Ideally, the first week in September, we'll be back. But you'll be getting all of our stuff from RPM Fest. We got one more episode after this.
We'll check it out with the time. We'll take our time, but for sure we'll be back before the end of the year. But yeah. It always depends on everything we got going on in our lives. Maybe we'll still do one time over, like, one episode each 2 weeks. We don't fucking know, man. We don't fucking know. We'll just go with the flow.
The minds will convene and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, it's been a long time that I've said this. Let's go for a beer, shall we? Start up with your beer. Looks fucking good already.
You know, it's a Wally juice, but I'm pretty sure I had these last time. So I'm going to grab something else because, you know, back in the day, your boys here, we used to go really hard. And I thought about that. And so if I have one... I have a special one for our next episode. That's actually, I don't know if you can see it, but it's sitting right there.
Ooh.
In this bottle. It's sitting there. It was a gift from a coworker.
Oh.
But as for what I will do today, I shall bless the craft beer gods who have been oh so kind to me. And we're going to do Flying Monkeys Sparkle Puff.
Ooh.
We're going to go triple. And I'm going to hate myself after. And then I'm going to love myself after. Because that's how this beer does it. 10.2 Canadian brewery. Fucking a huge hitter in the States here. I don't know how it is in Canada. But here, people love this beer.
Well,
and I am one of them.
If I remember, Flying Monkeys is from Toronto, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So, for sure, Toronto, well, it would be a huge hitter in Toronto. In Quebec, the problem, because of our laws and all, we don't really have those beer there. So, yeah, it sucks a little bit. You know what? Like, I got this beer on, in my end, and I'm like, yo, you're going to with a fucking 10%? I will follow you, baby. I will follow you, baby Evan. You know, let's go.
It doesn't taste like a 10%er. And then, yeah, I'm going to feel it.
No, you know what? I'm joining you with 10%. Wake me up because I don't have a fridge like behind my desk.
Mine's right here.
Yeah. It's just like my fridge doesn't fit there. Wake me up a little bit. Cheers.
Well, while he's gone, our next episode is going to feature a guest, and we're going to be doing our mid-year top five, like we've always done. Spoilers.
I'm back, everyone, and I'm following Evan with a 10% beer. It's called Interlude by my boys, my favorite brewery in Quebec City, BG Brasserie Urbaine. The best, honestly, since that I know them, they are the best brewery so far in Quebec City for me. I love all kinds of brewery. I love breweries all over Quebec City, Montreal and all. Praise. But this one, you go in Quebec City for the first time, you have to go to BG Brasserie Urbaine. Like, it's like you cannot not go there. I have the other one like a side of me if I drink too fast, but this one will be a 10%. So let's drink it in my BG beer glass. Holy shit, bro. Oh, shit. Look at this. It's not like, it's not hazy. It's hazy, but it's like, yeah. Oh shit, smells good. Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Check out that Four Phantoms glass. Get yourself one.
Yo, I'm going to Four Phantoms too.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet you there.
Yeah, like I would love to go meet you, but like if you have the baby, maybe it will.
I'll bring him.
Huh? Yeah, you bring him. No, I'm talking about me going to your house, delivering some beer, but with a baby.
You can see him.
Huh?
You can see him.
Yeah. No. Just like I just want to give you some peace, guys and gals.
And we're having a baby, Phil. There's no more peace.
Yeah, but like at least a little bit of peace that is resting. No, I'll come see you just like deliver some beers. If AJ wants something, I can deliver to her. I have some maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, she'd love that.
Yeah, I'll bring you some good maple syrup. I have to bring some to Drew, so.
I'm sure. Well, he can't, by proxy, she will enjoy maple syrup, and then he will enjoy the maple syrup.
Yeah, for sure. Like Canadian maple syrup. Like Canadian maple syrup. No, not even Canadian. Quebec maple syrup. The big Frenchy maple syrup.
Got thick accent.
Yeah, with a thick accent of the Quebec place, the Quebec province.
Oh no, I spilled my water.
Oh no!
Oh no.
Oh no!
Oh fuck.
Fuck. Right. Okay, so you're going to clean up. Time out, everybody! Time out! This is a PSA because Evan just like dropped his water over everything. That's a good song. If you're listening to that podcast right now, Evan is just cleaning a big mess because just dropped some water on everything electronic. So, yeah. It's not fun. Can suck. But at least he's cleaning. He's not doing like me, just dropping everything on the floor, letting it like just dry on the floor for 2 weeks, realizing, oh, maybe I should clean up. You can do it, Evan. Do it. God damn it. He's cleaning like a champ. Mm-hmm. What a great cleanup. Ooh, some cats over there. Cat is going out. Cat is going in. Cat is going out, out and in. It's called cleaning. Cleaning like a champ. Cleaning. I'm just cleaning, cleaning, cleaning some water and some big mess.
I heard you mocking me, so for that. I shall now be burning down Canada.
No! Yeah, wait a minute, over. I'm in Quebec, not Canada. Don't burn up your maple syrup, dude! Fuck, that beer is hitting hard now. But it's so good. So, have you heard some good music lately? Some good stuff?
I'm listening to some right now! The Vox and Hops Brutal Awakenings.
Ooh! So fun, it's so fun you can do it because I can't. Well, we could do it on YouTube Music, though. That could be fun. Mm. We should have our own playlist, dude.
It's too time exhausted. I don't have time to do the playlist.
Do you think I have time either? I just stole the idea, which we'll never do. We'll never do.
Yeah, kind of tough.
Mm.
What's your favorite show you've seen so far?
Yo, like, in our break, I saw Cognitive and Suffocation. Cognitive was fucking great because it was a little show, though. Like, when I say little, it's like little venue in Quebec City, like maximum 500 person capacity. And we were not even 100, so like it was a great show, man. I got my leg, just like I drop on the floor, I got my leg some big ecchymosis, like a big blue on my leg. It was fucking disgusting. Like, I saw that, I was like, yo, my leg is blue now. What do I do? So, yeah, there's that. I saw Cognitive. Rob Wharton from Cognitive, who is also a Vox and Ops alumni. Great man. A fucking great man. I drank some beer. I drank some things with him. Fucking great dude. He showed me his bus because they bought a bus for the tour.
Nice.
And so he showed me his bus, like the bunk beds inside. I talked to everyone in the band. Tyler Capone, Vitaly Capone, from Cognitive too. Great guy. And they are big friends with Half too, so yeah.
Yeah, isn't AJ, our boy AJ?
Yeah, but AJ wasn't on the tour, unfortunately, because he's going to be dad too. So he cannot
do it. Babies everywhere.
Yeah, babies everywhere. So, like, he wasn't able to do it. And also, he was very occupied with production stuff and all. So, yeah, he just he was like, yeah, I cannot do it, guys. So, but the drummer that was replacing him, fuck, he was fucking great, dude. Fucking great. And also, very nice guy, Mike from Through the Eyes of the Dead. This guy fucking great on the drums. I mean, that show was fucking great.
Mm.
Anyway, after that, because it's tough to say what is the best between Cognitive, which was fucking great, and Suffocation. Suffocation was fucking awesome. But the only thing is that too much people. I like when there's people, but like I wasn't enjoying the show as much as I wanted because like everyone was just like just pushing me behind the back. Like I love Mosh Pit, but when people like I don't mind about moshing in the pit. If you mosh outside the pit, now there's a problem. There's a fucking problem. If you mosh outside the pit. The mosh pit is meant to moshing in the pit. It's in the name. You mosh in the pit. If you mosh outside the pit, doesn't work, man. There was a dude, like, I was just, like, enjoying the show just in front of the stage. The guy in front of the stage just doing that. Just, like, moving like that. Hitting me like a motherfucker. And I just tried to push him, like, in the pit because I was like, yo, you're not in a good place. Go in the pit to do that. And the guy was like, like I was like threatening his life. I was like, what the fuck? Go in the pit. You are threatening my life right now.
I can imagine this whole scene going on in my head. Phil just innocently pushing a man who is flailing.
And I saw a man that is like, the guy was just like no respect about the other around him. You know? Just no fucking respect. I'm just like, dude, like, just go mosh in the pit, not outside. The pit is just like behind you. If you want to push people, you go over there. You don't go near me. So, like, I had to just quit the stage. I quit the front of the stage because I wasn't able to do it. So I saw the show, like, from behind a little bit. It was fucking great. But I saw the other bands. I saw Surruption. Surruption, fucking great band, you know?
I could see the flag.
The big flag. It's not the album that they released, like, this year. But, yeah, the Surruption, I've listened to it. Like, that album, fucking great album.
Underappreciated band, probably, yeah, I'd say.
Very underappreciated. And I didn't know that the guitarist is Canadian. Oh, he's from, like, Edmonton. If I remember. And I talked to the guy. Fucking sweet guy. I met Terrence Ops from Suffocation in the bus. Like, he was like, yeah, you want to meet Terrence? You said you wanted to. So I was like, yeah, I want to meet Terrence. Fuck yeah. So I saw Terrence. I saw Eric Morotti, the drummer of Suffocation. Mm-hmm. And I saw the bassist. You want to see a fucking bass that can be played as an upright bass too? Go see that guy. He was just like, no, his bass fucking customized with like, just like spikes everywhere. But the biggest spike in the bottom, just to put it like an upright bass and play like this on the stage. I'm like, dude, you're fucking insane.
Nice.
Yo. Suffocation's fucking.
Now,
great.
If he could play it like a ukulele or like even like a fiddle, like if he just pulls out a string and just starts, now I'll be impressed.
That would be fucking awesome. Like you just like turn it around and play a fiddle.
Yeah, he's got the whole thing up here and he just.
Shit, that could be fucking awesome, though.
That would be. Would
it be, like, achievable? I'm not sure, though.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's a man with plans. So, come up with a plan to make that happen.
That could be fucking nice. But anyway, that was the shows that I saw, like, during the break that we had. So, and also a lot of show coming on. You saw the Revocation album, the new Revocation that is coming.
Yep, Inoculation going on tour.
Oh, yeah. I saw Inoculation. I was like, because like, okay.
It was only a matter of time.
Yo, my list of shows is fucking insane. Like in September, I'm going to RPM and maybe going to Brutal Montreal on the same day, like on September 2nd, I'm going to Brutal, I think. I think because, like, I'm not sure of the date that AF is playing, though. I think they are playing on Saturday, right?
I think so. I haven't gotten, like, the list.
Because if they are doing it on Saturday, I think what I do is, like, on Friday, I'll go in Montreal. Go see Matt at Brutal Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I will sleep in Montreal. Quit Montreal. Go in Massachusetts directly. And, yeah. Go to RPM Fest. And also, on that month, well, there's Revocation. There's also In Flames coming the day after Revocation. And there's Cognitive going back in Quebec City with Psychroptic, Interloper, and Fallujah. Fallujah. I'm not sure about the pronunciation.
Yeah.
But that's a fucking lineup. That's a fucking great lineup. With Cognitive opening, it'll be fucking great, dude.
Yeah, it's all fucking... We have some pretty good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so much show coming on. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if there's show in August. I will have to check out. But I'm not sure, though. Well, I have to keep some. Oh, there's also a festival in Quebec City called Envoi de Macadam, which is a little festival, but like I say little. You have a lot of genre, a lot of music going on. Mm-hmm. And there's Terror, Stick to Your Gun, Despise Icon. There is like shit. I don't remember all the bands, but
Terror's good.
Yeah, Terror's fucking great, man. Yeah. They're coming Quebec City. Wait a minute. Envol et Macadam. 2022. I want to see who is coming. The bands. Oh, they're coming on Saturday, September. I don't want the fucking, like, I just want the list of who's coming. God damn it. Okay, so we have on September 17, we have from Quebec, we have Peer Pressure, Feels Like Home, and Get the Shot is coming. And from outside, we have Kublai Khan, Terror, Despise Icon, and Stick to Your Gun.
That's a good...
That's a fucking great lineup, dude.
That's a good lineup.
That's a fucking great lineup.
Kublai Khan's the shit.
And also, there's Hatalum at the Scanner, but like it's very like late in the night. But and NoFX is coming on that show. NoFX. I don't think I would go to NoFX. I love NoFX sometimes, but I'm just like, yo, Get the Shot, Kublai Khan, Terror, Despise Icon, and Stick to Your Guns. Like all from 5:30 p.m. to, well, Stick to Your Gun starting at 10. Like those. This is going to be fucking insane, dude.
That would be the place to hang out at.
Yo. There. Yeah, but like I have like 3 show that week. I mean, just like, yeah, I think I'll do it.
Oh, what a shame. You have shows. Remember when we couldn't go to shows?
Yeah.
Go to the shows.
I'll go to the shows. But it's just like all the merch, man. Yo.
Fucking make more money. What can I tell you?
Fucking make more money. Yeah. More money. Yeah. That's how you can say it. Like, you have
it's
money
that
grows on trees in United States.
It pretty much does. It pretty much does. We're $1 trillion in debt. I didn't even know we had $1 trillion.
Oh, shit. $1 trillion.
Yep.
It sounds like, you know, like $1 trillion. It sounds like a... Not a site, but like, you know, a place where you buy some, I don't know, like...
But we have Dollar Trees.
Dollar Trees?
Yeah, we do. We have Dollar Trees. They are stores, but
Well, we have a Dollarama here, but it's not the same thing. I'm not sure. What? Wait a minute. Dollar Trees, you said?
yeah, it's where we go and we get crisp dollars.
Crisp dollars.
Crisp
Dollar Tree.
dollars. Yep.
American multi-price brand discount, a very variety store. What is there? No, I don't want Dollar Tree Canada. I want Dollar Tree US, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. If there is no maple leaf, it's the good one. It's like McDonald's. There is no maple tree on it. It's the good one. Even though the
You
McRibs
would get shot here for saying that.
suck. If I get shot, I pursue you or all the America.
If you get shot, you're dead. You die.
No, I'm immortal.
What is this, Dungeons and Dragons? No, you die.
No, just roll a D20.
Yeah, just roll a 20.
Hey, I rolled a 20. I'm immortal, bitch.
Phil rolled a 20. He caught the bullet with his hands and threw it back at a terminal velocity that killed the person who shot it.
God damn it.
Crit
Oh,
20.
yeah.
Boom.
So what is your next show, Evan?
RPM Fest is my next show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be the
that's
next
for
time I
sure.
see. Yeah. I mean, next
Ooh.
time I see live music. There was a couple shows. I wanted to see Craven Idol. I never got out to it. It's, you know, Ralph's is still rolling, doing their stuff. Some good stuff coming through. Ah,
Yeah,
jeez.
I will have
Burping.
to go to Raps one day. I think I'll try to go like when I'll pass by Worcester. When I pass by Worcester, I think I'll go at Bucks. And I think I'll try to go at Raff's if there's a show.
Yeah, if there's a show, you gotta go to Ralph's.
Yeah.
Been there forever. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
maybe I'll try to just like, if there's a show the day I'll be in Worcester, I think I'll try to hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We'll
it's
see.
going. Yeah, wait a minute. I'll check if there is some shows at Raff's on August 5th. No, not August 5th. Wait a minute. August 5th? No, August 4th. Raff's. I'm Ralph. Ralph.
Eat it. It's good.
Ralph's. Don't remember the rest of the base. Ralph's Drive-In Diner? No,
I'm
it's
at the
not
point
this.
in the beer where the heaviness has now kicked in.
Yo, I'm at that point too.
Yep, not that point. It's start. Normal is weird, the can says.
Ralph's Rock Diner. Is there some events on August? There is the July calendar, but no, nothing announced for August now. Can you book a band for August? August 21st? Okay. Is there something in August 4th? Please. Give me some goods. Yeah, there's nothing now. But if they announce something and I'm there, I think I'll go at Ralph's. Get drunk, talk French, and yeah.
Yeah, Ralph's is sweet. I love Ralph's.
Yeah, but for sure I would go at Buck's because I need some great American burger.
Oh yeah, you'll get a good burger.
Yeah, I need some good burger. That last time we went at Ralph's, not Ralph's, Bucks.
Box.
Was at Bucks. It was fucking great, dude.
Dude, they're
It
legit.
was fucking great.
They're legit, dude. I love
Oh yeah, that was fucking great burger bar. I love it. Love it. Yeah, no. Yeah, like I said, like I'm talking about, I'm going in Massachusetts from 3rd to 6th. On 6th, I'll go back, but like on 3rd, like I'm going on 91. Just like go across Vermont and going in Greenfield, meet our dear friend Drew from Far Phantoms.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking fun. I'm just fucking excited for that. And after that, next day, I'm going Wester, say hi to baby Drew, give some beer to Evan and some maple syrup. And yeah. And that's it. And maybe going like in the city, just going around, get my hotel, because hotel in Worcester are fucking expensive. So I had to get one outside Worcester, but I wanted something like between Worcester and Boston, because I want to go in Boston the day after. So like, I found something, but it's not cheap. I tried to get some fucking Airbnb, but I just don't like the fact to share a place with someone.
Yeah.
So, like, even though they were not expensive, I want to have a place for me. And all the apartments are, like, fucking $500 a night. I'm just like, no, I can't.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive, dude. Just, like, don't do it. Like, you know, when people say Airbnb are cheap and all, well, don't believe them all the time. Because mostly when it's not cheap, it's because it's not an apartment. It's a room that you rent. That's it. And which, although like it's the same thing with hotels and it's not cheap, it's a room that you rent. The thing is, in an hotel, you have some peace. Like most of the time. And in an Airbnb, well, not all the time you have peace. So like you have to go in a room, see people. You don't want to see people when you're drunk. Like when you're drunk, your head hurts. You just don't want to see people. So you just want to go home, take a bath, take a big nap, and get ready for the next day. That's what you want when you're drunk. But yeah. It's not, yeah. So, Airbnb, you go there when you are a lot of people. You don't go there when you're alone. Unless you really want to have a room, but yeah. It's all your choice. It's all your choice. I got something, I think it's, where is it? South, I don't remember the place. I don't remember. Wait a minute. I'm saying wait a minute too much on that episode.
Wait a minute.
Booking. Oh, it's Southborough. I got a place like in Red Roof in Boston. Don't know if you know that place.
Red Roof?
Yeah, Red Roof Inn. It's in Southborough, so yeah. I got that place for two nights. I'm going to Drew's place on the first night. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Fucking excited. Fucking excited to go back in Massachusetts. Because honestly, last time I was there, I felt like home. I really felt like home. I felt like I know that place, even though I've never been there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just feel like home when I go in Massachusetts. I'm excited to go in Boston because, like, yeah, it's Boston. You have to go at least one time.
Yeah, it's cool. It's easy to get lost.
Yeah.
Because it's not a block. You know how, like, New York is, like, set up into squares and shit. Boston, it's not like that.
Yeah, it's, like, very, like, big on, like, I don't know how to describe Boston, to be honest.
There's a lot of one-ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This, I'm sure there's one-ways in Boston. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Mm. I was just looking up my dad. He's playing in Las Vegas right now at the World Series Poker.
Oh.
$10,000 championship right there.
Shit, your dad is playing like championship poker championship?
Yeah, well, it's a buy-in. Anybody can buy in. But he's played before. He's actually won. Like he won the $50,000 one year.
Shit.
So he's there right now. He played yesterday, and he's also playing tomorrow. There was 8,061 entries. There's 5,905 people left.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Your dad is good.
Yeah, killing it. He's killing it.
Fuck yeah.
Trying to find...
Good job, Robert. Is that his name?
Robert. Robert Welch.
Robert Welch. Good job, man.
Everybody go cheer on Robert. Go turn on the World Series of Poker. Actually, he's not playing today. He'll play tomorrow. But we'll cheer him on.
Well, go cheer Robert. But like this episode will be already out when maybe he'll want something.
Yes. Maybe. Hopefully, if you're hearing this and... then he would have progressed through the weekend.
Yeah.
Then he's in a good spot.
Fuck yeah. Well, cheers to Robert.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to regret this tomorrow.
I'm gonna too, yeah.
Same. Going to fucking regret this, but my job is fine. Like, I don't have a long day tomorrow, so...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's great. That's fucking great. I love when there's like not a long day. It's like I'm just working 4 hours. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I got a decent day tomorrow. I'm going to dinner with friends after work. I have work. I got to get some stuff done tomorrow. So it's going to be a little bit crazy running around. But it should be fun.
Hey, question like that, because you have the baby and all, are you taking a break from work?
Yeah, I have leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like one month, a few weeks, I don't know.
It's like 5 weeks. I got 5 weeks. I can take more. I'm actually thinking about, I'm probably going to end up taking like December.
Until December?
No, I can spread it out. So I'm gonna take like the month of August and December. Taking, yeah. So from like July 25th to the beginning of September, basically Labor Day weekend, I'll be off.
Okay.
And then I'll probably take all of December.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That's good for you. Very good. Seriously, I'm so proud of you. You're going to be a fucking dad, dude.
Who knew?
Honestly, like, when I met you, funny enough, like, I think she was pregnant or she went pregnant, like, the day I met you. I think. The weekend I met you.
It was around that. Yeah, it was around there.
It was around that.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, when you announced it, like, I think in December last year, I was like... Wait a minute, it's been already 3 months? Wait a minute. Huh?
Yeah.
I was there!
Yeah.
So funny. And funny enough, I always remember the discussion I had with AJ when she said, and I quote, "I don't know if I'll be a good mother." Well, now you'll be.
I have to be now.
You have to be now. You have to be a great mother for baby Drew. Drew Welch.
Yep, the chosen one. He is the first. He is the first boy Welch in the family. So that includes like my extended family and stuff like that. He'll be the first boy Welch to carry like that name.
Ooh.
So everybody, it's a big deal for people, yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm just ready.
A new challenge.
This month is
going to
fly by. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to give all this stuff a home. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's the tower of diapers.
Well, there's no diaper. The diapers are in the closet here.
Oh, okay. No, I thought this was diapers.
This is literally just like, got a high chair. We got a car seat. A couple other play toy stuff. Dehumidifier. Or a humidifier. Yeah, there's a bunch of shit in there.
It's crazy. His room is all set up and stuff. Ooh. It's going to be nice. There's going to be three people living here again. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew that? I thought I was going to third person, but...
Yeah. There we are. Here we are. It's such a weird feeling because you've... Like, everything that's going on in the world, it's hard not to think and be like, God damn, why am I doing this? why would I bring another person into this? But, you know, shit happens, you know? People are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The world's crazy. You just deal with it. So.
It's a surprise of life sometimes. It's just like, you don't think that you're ready for it. And life is just like, yeah, you have a baby now.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're going to be daddy.
Congrats.
Oh, shit. Sometimes just like, yo, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to have a life, a human life in front of me.
Yo,
I mean, I want to be a dad
taller.
Someday. I'm sure, like, right now, I'm not ready. Well, I'm saying that, but I'm not ready. I don't even have a girlfriend.
You know what? It doesn't... It's crazy. It hasn't dawned on me as much, but it's like... You know, I'm still young. 26.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going on 26, like, in a few weeks.
You know, 26, I mean, it's pretty young.
Yeah.
Still, you know.
It's pretty young. It is. Yeah. It is. I know some people that are dads, like, they got a baby at 23.
Yeah.
So, and I know some people that are, like, our age and they are already dads. Just, like, sometimes just, like, just goes like that. Don't plan it. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to have a baby now.
It'd be like that.
So...
A big point, baller.
Let's dance.
Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
I don't even know what you're listening.
Skilo, I wish.
Ooh, yeah. I don't even know what I'm listening. I think I'm listening to some Flames right now. What
Dude.
Am I listening now?
Oh,
you know what? Some Alexis on Fire, even though we end the episode. Maybe now. I don't know. Do you want to end? Do you want to
Let's
do
it.
Shout outs.
We can do some shout outs. I have so many things to shout out.
Yeah, too. Because like it's been so long. Shout out anything. Shout out everything.
Let's see. Let me look through my list of stuff. Man, a lot of stuff that came out that was really good. I think I know what you're going to end up doing.
What do I do? What will I do?
Werewolves.
Oh, just tell you that we'll find something else.
No, you do it. Because I got other ones. I got other ones. One of the ones that I've been listening to a lot is... I've been listening to the album Heaven Is Here by Candy. Released by Relapse Records June 24th, 2022. It's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild and I love it.
Ooh. So, shout out time for me. Well, like you said, Werewolves released on June 24th. Their album, their new album.
My Piss is Radioactive.
No, not this one. It was on the other one.
I know. But I love that.
From the Cave. It's called From the Cave to the Grave. Fucking great album. It's fucking great. To be fair, okay, I'll be honest. I fucking love that album. I've listened to it all day. But I prefer the other one. But that doesn't mean it sucks. I prefer the other one? Yeah, I prefer the other one. Because I think, like, you know, when the last album started with 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't like you, fucking hate you. It just, like, just goes so hard, like, on the first second. On this one, it takes time. It takes time
Werewolves,
to breathe.
Werewolves
it takes time
like
to
that.
Groove. Yeah, it takes time to groove. It's experimenting. I'm not saying like it because I fucking love it. I fucking love that side of Werewolves. And I love the fact that the vocals are a bit of the same like recipe than the last one, which is like some high, some low, and some in between, and some like double vocals, which is fucking great. I fucking love it. So yeah, that album is fucking great. I have to say it.
Well, I mean, if you think about it in this light, I mean, they've put out an album basically every year for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
They've just hammered out fucking brutal, the most brutalist of death albums, you know? Mm. So you got to imagine that at some point they're gonna plateau on it a little bit, because they've just been hammering home, you know?
Yeah, so, for sure.
I don't mind the experimentation because they have the talent to like really pull some crazy shit off.
Yeah.
They're a stacked lineup, man.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I have another one, just shout out because it's been like a fucking bunch of weeks. Proceed on Your Way to Oblivion. I heard of that band because like the singer Shane Jost from Cognitive is playing in that band. Also, the drummer that filled in for AJ in the Cognitive show is playing in that band. They're releasing an album, I don't know when, but it's this year, called Serimorphosis. Serimorphosis, yeah. And they got a new song out called The Whispered One. Fucking great song. You know, like some technical death with a little bit of slam influence. It's fucking great. You have to check it out. Proceed on Your Way to Oblivion.
Fucking great. If I could stack on to the Prosthetic Records, June 10th, we saw Yatra, Born into Chaos.
Ooh.
I've been listening to that one. That one's a fucking good one, too. Big fan of Yatra. Basically, just another great classic. I think that this one is actually better than the last one, my opinion.
Okay.
I found it to be just more, like, you know, just getting into it. The combination of black with the groovy death, just great. So
nice.
We gave you two each. That's four. So you have homework to do.
It's a double than what we do, like, most of the time. Which is great. We all need double.
Yeah. So, by the time you're hearing this, next episode will be released probably Monday the 25th. It will be a great one. You do not want to miss that one. The guest that we have coming is... Actually, it's a dear friend of ours, and he's got a lot going on. So, you know, it's going to be, I'm sure that his list is going to be way off from ours.
But it would be like one album.
it would be like, It is going to be weird. It's going to be crazy. But, yeah, don't miss that. You know, go to shows. Go to festivals. You know the drill. Drink good beer. Only good beer. God damn it. When possible. It's tough Cars in these banquet. Summer months. These summer months, I don't mind pulling out the seltzers and stuff if you know that you're drinking for a while. Just to fucking not die in the heat, man. Mm. Actually, the heat this year hasn't been terrible, but, you know, pace yourselves, people. Pace yourselves.
For sure.
All right. As always, thank you for your loyal listenership. I'm Evan.
And I'm Phil. And see you on the next episode. Cheers.
Salute thee, brother.